Let us look into the Word of God today concerning the subject of being tried. Let us take this matter of testings and trials for our thought for the day. In Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, we find Jeremiah saying these words, beginning in verse 3. He said, "But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me, and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like the sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of the field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, He shall not see our last end." And so we see here in the Word of God that Jeremiah acknowledges that God is righteous. If you begin in the beginning of the chapter, however, Jeremiah did not understand the subject of why that the wicked seemed to be prospering more outwardly than the righteous. Jeremiah was a true prophet of God, a true servant of God, and yet he seemed to be driven from place to place and was wretched and poor outwardly, as oftentimes sometimes Christians are that serve God. Outward wealth is not any sign or signal necessarily of a person serving God. Sometimes the wicked have more outward riches. And I like this portion here because at least Jeremiah establishes that God is righteous, and he declares his faith in the holiness and the righteousness of God's nature and God's headship. However, he inquires of the Lord why this thing was like it was. And then God begins to explain to him through the rest of the chapter here. After Jeremiah had poured out his complaint, we find then that God explains to him that Jeremiah, in comparison to these other people, was rich indeed. Because God testifies in verse 7, he said, "I have forsaken mine house, I have left mine heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest, it crieth out against me, therefore have I hated it." And so God lets Jeremiah know that he tries the hearts of people. And God ascertains and discovers, beloved, when people love him and when people hate him. And beloved, if our heart has been filled with the love for God and for God's word and God's spirit and God's presence and God's glory, then we indeed are rich and wealthy. And so God clarifies this matter here with Jeremiah, that he tries those that he loves. And when he finds that love for himself in their hearts, then he declares them indeed rich and blessed and wealthy. And so oftentimes we want to compare our spiritual wealth, our spiritual treasures with the earthly wealth of this world. And God is letting these people hear, and all people of all generations see, that if we have Jesus Christ in our hearts, that we're rich indeed. And God let Jeremiah see that even though these other people were outwardly wealthy momentarily and seeming to be blessed, yet God was going to remove their outward wealth and take them away, because as he had tried and proved their heart, he found that they hated him, and so therefore he took away their outward blessing. Oh, how blessed it is to be blessed inside and to be rich spiritually with eternal treasures and eternal silver and gold that will never pass away. The Bible said that the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life endure for just a season and then passeth away. But beloved, if we seek the kingdom of God first, the Bible said that all these things will be added unto us. So God does not want to strip us of earth earthly blessings. God knows that we have need of things to supply the needs and the wants of our bodies and our souls as we travel through this world. But God desires that we seek him first. And the thought for the day is that God does test and try those that walk after him. And Jeremiah testifies. He said, O Lord, thou knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. Lord, you know I have remained true to thee. You've tried me in afflictions. You've tried me in testings. You've tried me in persecutions. And indeed, Jeremiah was tested and persecuted by those that hated God. And naturally, if we're servants of God and people hate God, they're going to hate us. But Jeremiah remained true through God's testings and trials. And he said, pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. And he said, in other words, how long, O God, will you punish the land with famine and drought for the wickedness of people that hate you? And so God clarified this matter to Jeremiah, that he chastens and corrects those that he loves. He tests them and tries them. And if we love him, he only tests the gold of that love, so that when that gold goes into the furnace, that golden love for Jesus Christ, that gold only comes out approved more by God and improved more by God. So it's a great, beautiful thing to be tested by God and to learn in this present life what we have and what we do not have. So oftentimes people do not like to face the truth. They like to run from the responsibility of assuming the responsibility for change. And so, beloved, God wants us to face the truth. Let him test us. Let him try us, because God does try the hearts of men. And so when you're being tested and tried, don't run from the affliction. Don't run from the persecution, but rather ask God to purify that which he has placed within you of himself. Let it come out a brighter gold. Let it come out improved gold, a gold that God can approve on a higher spiritual realm with him. And so God explained to Jeremiah here that he does indeed try people. And God tries people through suffering. You know, Job had an experience with that. In Job 23:10, he said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he, that is God, hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And beloved, we can't go come forth as gold if we don't go in as gold. But if we'll go in a trial, in a tribulation, in persecution, in testings that God places us in, with the golden divine nature of Jesus Christ, we will come out with that same nature that we went in with. So this was Job's testimony. He knoweth the way that I take. Job prophesied even to himself, and it's a good thing to prophesy to ourselves when we're in testings and trials, knowing that God does try by suffering. We can prophesy and say, I know when he's tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What a precious promise. What a beautiful promise. How precious to be refined by God himself, that we might come out better gold, improved gold, in his likeness and in his image. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be counted worthy, to be tested and tried. We thank you, O God, that thou, the God of all creation, would take time to come down and to plan and to design the things that you would desire to test us and prove us in. Grant us, O God, a prophetic faith like Job, that when we enter into testings and trials and persecutions, that we can prophesy and say, indeed, we shall come forth as pure gold. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.